Well, hello people, Solo Man here. I say, you look quite fetching today. It just goes to show you that you can throw things on and just not bother combing your hair, and if you're attractive, you're attractive, that's it. Well, as you know, the UK has a problem with petrol, or gas as you call it, you know, at the gas stations. So if you want gas in the area I'm in, you're gonna have to queue for quite some time. And the problem's been compounded by people with half a tank of petrol and they still are dying to get some more to fill up just to be safe, and that's one of the biggest problems. Of course, there's a lot of gas stations that are closed as well. But if you listen to Boris, there's nothing to worry about. Yeah, it's all easing, so it is. Maybe from his window, not from mine. I mean, I only have to worry about one vehicle, but what about these companies with loads of vehicles? It must be quite distressing, I would think. And talking about stress, there seems to be an awful lot of stress in the petrol queues or gas queues at the gas stations. And can Femons act like grown-ups in this situation? And the fact of the matter is, no. Lots of men are in the news being shamed by yelling at Femons who have actually pushed in. Because they're Femons, you see, they're so entitled. They don't have to queue. And there's men out there that tell them and show them that that's not the case. And these men are shamed in the news for it. Maybe when a Femon drives through to the queue and that, all the cars should move out the way and let her pass. But it's not just entitlement these Femons are showing, it's arrogance, isn't it? And as usual, the Femons want their cake and eat it too. And if you delved into the reason why this Femon wanted the petrol or gas in the first place, it probably wouldn't be anywhere near important, as the man's is. Probably to do the school run in her SUV, when she's overweight to begin with, and walking the kids would be far better. The UK is slowly going down the woke path like the America has done. So that means things will get worse here. Things won't work. Things will be broken. And everybody will suffer, including the Femons. Oh, the joys of something to look forward to. Now here's something that happened to me yesterday afternoon. It was a Friday and we finished work. And normally we just go home, but we decided to go have a beer. And we went to the closest pub that was in the place we were working. It's kind of out in the country and it looks like a traditional English pub from the outside. But when we went inside, it didn't feel like an English pub to me. There was hardly anybody in it. And the two people that were there running the pub had a foreign accent. But nevertheless, we sat down at a table and ordered a beer. A pint, of course. And proceeded to talk bullshit, as the norm. But about halfway through our pints, some Femon came through the door and walked almost straight over to us, as we were the only ones in the pub. Quite a youngish type Femon, I don't know, maybe 23, something like that. And she wanted a lighter. And as I'm the only one who smokes in our group, they pointed out me. But straight away I myself could see the Femon was acting in the I'm a damsel in distress mode, you know, the overacting eyes and hands. And she asked me if I could go outside with her and give her a light, because you can't smoke in a pub, you know. I said, what, you want me to walk outside and give you a light for your cigarette and then walk back in? And she said, yeah. And I said, no, that's not gonna happen. Then she wanted to take my lighter and go outside, light a cigarette, and then bring it back. And I could tell that she would take it out, light a cigarette, and walk off. And that's what I told her. By this time, I'd put my lighter on the table. And the body language of this Femon was the damsel in distress mode 100%. I mean, she deserved an Oscar. It was a complete and absolute act. Which might have worked on a younger man, but I'm old enough to be her grandfather. The other employees that were working there were watching her. She picked the lighter off the table and went to light her cigarette and they told her not to do it. But she did it anyway. Puffed on it a bit, made sure it was lit, and then walked out and said sorry to the employees. There are strict rules in this country for smoking in a pub and there are big fines, by the way. But not for Femons, apparently. This is how entitled this Femon was. No rules applied to her. After all, she's a princess, you know. I should have gone out there with my lighter, knelt down and lit her cigarette, and be thankful I was given the chance to. But unfortunately, this is what the normal Femmons are like nowadays. And of course, she got away with doing it, so that doesn't help her in any way. She won't change. Now, the other employees in the bar were actually Femmons, so it could have happened that they would have kicked us all out because of that, with no fault of ours, though. So the Femmon came in and completely acted in a false manner to get what she wanted. And she did get what she wanted. And it just shows you how ingrained this entitlement is, doesn't it? And all you have to do is change that around and make that Femmon a man. Things would have been much different, wouldn't it? Ah, isn't equality great? And of course the problem about my story is that it's not unusual at all, is it? It's basically normal, isn't it? Hey, you got a light?